What is up, guys? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I am beyond excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG and you continue to come back, you continue to grow and evolve and love on your inner child and do the healing work, sitting with your shadow, taking all the sea salt baths, allowing yourself to be the eternal student, crying like a bitch during breath work, whatever it is, thank you for being here. I am so proud of you. Look at you shining your light. Look at you putting yourself first. You're doing amazing. You really are. And I'm so proud of each and every one of us because, my God, this whole healing thing, this whole personal spiritual growth thing, it's fucking hard. It's so hard, man. Jesus Christ. And look at you guys. Look at all of us just continuing to show up, continuing to evolve, continuing to sit with our shadows, continuing on even when it gets really hard. We're doing it, guys. We're doing the work. We're doing the hard stuff. We are changing the fucking world. I appreciate you guys more than you know. If this podcast is helping you, if it's inspiring you, if it's teaching you, if it's giving you the clarity and the confidence that you desire when it comes to intuition and your own spiritual evolution, I would be eternally grateful if you can head on over to iTunes and write a review. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And now, more than ever, the world is a goddamn dumpster fire, and we need a little bit more light. We need a little bit more positivity. We need a little bit more grounded spiritual wisdom. And I think that this podcast can help with that. So if you know someone that can benefit from this podcast, please go ahead and share it with them. It's what it's here for. With that being said, let me go back to where I was. Make sure you send a screenshot to me before you submit a review, and I would love to send you a free gift just for supporting this podcast. So with that being said, let's have a chat about clearing the energy of your home as well as protecting the energy of your home. Now, this is kind of a blanket statement, especially regarding spiritual development. But most people who are on the spiritual path, most people who are wanting to develop their connection to their own soul, intuition, psychic mediumship, whatever the case may be, a lot of people really kind of turn into a hermit and really a homebody when you kind of begin this path, because the world outside is a very chaotic place. And when you begin to understand how contagious energy is and how the energy around you can deeply affect your mental, emotional, and physical health, you learn to discern, and you learn that sometimes just hanging out at home and reading books and just being with your dogs and your cats is far more enjoyable than constantly going out into the chaotic world. So we have to create a sanctuary when it comes to our home. Our home is our place where we feel most at peace. And it's important for us to make sure that the energy in it is good and we're protected, and it's not like a train station for negative energy and spirits and all of the above. So let's first talk about energy cleansing. What is energy cleansing? Well, it's exactly what it says. It's clearing energy. And there are many different ways that you can clear energy. The most common way, I would say, is through smudging with sage. There's also sweetgrass that you can use. There's many different things that you can use when it comes to smoke cleansing your home. I always say kind of go with the one that you are intuitively guided to, right? Sweetgrass has kind of been my favorite thing lately. Sage is probably more readily available though. Palo Santo isn't really necessarily for clearing. It's more for like chilling out, I would guess, I would say. But energy clearing is that. Now, if you can't, if you're at a place where you cannot smoke cleanse, Florida water. Florida water. I actually do have a recipe on my blog that I created with my dear friend Meg for homemade Florida water. Now, if you are not wanting to create your own Florida water, that's totally fine. I have just kind of noticed recently that the price of Florida water has been way ridiculous. Like a small bottle is like $15 at the local metaphysical store. Are you fucking kidding me? I create my own Florida water where I'll buy like a gallon of cheap vodka and I will put different herbs in it and I will let it sit for about 2 weeks. And then there's my own Florida water. So if you're interested in checking my own recipe out for Florida water, I'll put it in the show notes for you. Either way, you know, I don't know. I just think it's a little too expensive now. I was looking at prices on Amazon for like a six pack and I'm like, it's fucking Florida water. This is ridiculous. Anyway, with that being said, Florida water, what you can do. Oh God. I do love Florida water. I do love Florida water. I just totally remembered something that I did a couple years back that helped tremendously. So number one, mop water. Throw a little bit of the Florida water in your mop water. And when you are clearing the house, I like to envision like with every move of the mop, like this iridescent light just clearing away any stagnant energy. You can then make like a hot water with Florida water, and then you can wipe down your walls with it. You can wipe down the outside of your home with it. That's a really great way to cleanse your space. But also, here's another tip, guys. if you are having really wacky dreams, if your kids have night terrors, when you are washing your sheets, just put maybe half a cup, maybe a full cup, use your own intuition, into the washing machine. Okay. It clears away any energetic debris. It's amazing. It helped. My kid was having night terrors a while back and I threw like, I think, I don't even remember. It was like a half cup, 3/4 of a cup of Florida water in his sheets and it kind of resolved the matter. So there's your little spiritual tip for you. Also, if you are somebody who I've never done this, but I've seen other readers do this. If you are somebody who is a spiritual reader, or if you like, you know, maybe work at a metaphysical store and you're doing readings and stuff like that, having Florida water handy, and then like with every reading, you just put like a little spritz in your hand and you can cleanse your space and your energy that way. Those are like the two main ways to clear your energy. So here's, or the energy of your home, I should say. So let's just remember that when we're smoke cleansing, there's like this big fucking conversation on the internet saying if you have to open windows and open doors and everything like that when it comes to smoke cleansing. Some people say you don't have to. Some people say you do. Honestly, I don't. Do whatever you want to fucking do. Me, I like to open up the windows. I like to take, I like, maybe it's just a subconscious thing. I don't know. But I like seeing the smoke being cleared out of my house. Maybe it isn't doing anything. I don't care. I just like opening up the windows. There's magic in fresh air, if you agree with me, right? So what's the harm in opening up the damn doors and windows? That's my thing. I don't care. Whatever you believe in, some people are literally saying at the atomic level, you don't need to open doors and windows. Okay. So whatever. Oh my God. Anyway. Yeah. Open up windows and doors if you want. It's up to you. Anyway. That's how you energetically cleanse spaces. Another thing that you can do that's super, super, super beneficial is grabbing a shit ton of selenite wands. Now, selenite wands is a really great stone, probably one of my favorite stones. And what it does is it transmutes negative energy and turns it into positive. So it's like a great filtration system is what I would like to call it. And you can place it, if you know what selenite looks like, it's like the perfect size for door frames and windowsills and everything like that. Place them all around your home. It's like an energy filtration system built in, right? So that is another thing that you can do to clear your space. Now let's go into the topic of protection for your home, okay? I can go very deep with this, but I'm going to kind of give a basic free masterclass when it comes to energetically protecting your home. I always say, first and foremost, if you don't have protection already, always make sure that you cleanse before protecting, okay? You're wanting to get rid of anything that is no longer serving you, any foreign energy, whatever it is, before you go ahead and you create protection wards for your space. So let's talk about protection. There are two types of protection. There is active protection and passive protection. Active protection basically means that you have to upkeep it, okay? Something that a lot of people do. This is not something that I do. This is just what I know other people do when it comes to energy protection of their home, is they will create a blend of eggshells, lavender, rosemary. I think rue is pretty protective. And just kind of like mix them all together and then walk around their lot or, you know, wherever their home is, and just spread this mixture with the intention of protecting the home and the property. That requires you to kind of maintain, right? So other things are like other people will have, there's a lot of active ways. So that's one way if you feel guided to. Then there's passive protection. I prefer passive protection simply because it's passive. It's like a one and done kind of thing. You have it there and it just continues to kind of protect the property, the home, and everything. Something that is passive protection is kind of is a nazir, or what you would call like an evil eye amulet. Right near your front door. You can also do a garlic braid. You can also do a cinnamon broom. You can also, another way that you can create a ward or passive protection is with your Wi-Fi. You change the password and you use a protective word as the password. So anything that you resonate with when it comes to protection. So I'm not saying what you should change your password to, but using a word that the definition is for protection, right? Or using a deity that, you know, you work with or whatever the case may be. That's another thing that you can do. There's many different ways to protect your home. It's a very, very unique thing. But this is, you know, especially this is because I know I have a lot of people that are developing mediums, that are developing psychics, that are developing intuitives that listen to this podcast. Make sure your shit's protected. Please, I can't begin to tell you how many times I've had to clean shit up because somebody was too eager and they just were open 24/7 and they had no boundaries and they weren't doing this shit correctly, that I had to go and clean up their mess because they didn't have proper protection in place. So that, with that being said, just make sure everything is protective. Also, plants are super protective. You don't even, you can literally go to Home Depot and grab like a home,
office plant or whatever you want to call it, and have the intention, like when you bring it home, to be your protection, to be your form of protection, letting it be your ward, right? And if something negative were to come your way, usually the plant will die or get sick because it will take the hit before it gets to you. That's just what it is, right? So yeah, there's many different ways that you can protect yourselves, and it's so simple. It's so easy, and so much of the time, it's already things that you have readily available. It's just using the power of intention to say, like, hey, evil eye amulet, Nazir, whatever we want to call it, protect my ass. I don't want people's jealousy affecting my energetic field, or whatever the case may be. You know, even crosses are very, very highly protective. Archangel Michael is a very protective archangel. Really, anything along those lines. I always say, you know, depending on your background, depending on your belief system, go with things that feel good to you. Go with things that you connect with. So if you are very much into herbs and you know, plant medicine and everything like that, if you are like an earth angel, if you are deeply connected to Mother Earth, using herbs will be a much more powerful way to protect your energy in your home. If you are someone who deeply resonates with the divine and archangels and very connected to, you know, the spirit world, maybe using, you know, getting a statue of Archangel Michael, or, you know, I don't know, having one of those prayer cards somewhere that says, you know, Archangel Michael, blah, 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 protect me, somewhere where you can see it every day. It all is up to you. What works for you, what works for who you are, and what you are resonating with at that time. So that's active and passive protection. That's also how you clear your home. Yeah, that's really it. I just wanted to do this. I honestly just wanted to put this out there because this is stuff I really feel that everyone should know. Like, this is just stuff that everybody should know. Oh, let me tell you, now that I'm here and we're just talking about homes and everything, let's chat about numerology of homes real quick. And I might even want to do a different episode on this because it's very fascinating. But let's talk. Okay, so numerology, right? It is said that every single number holds a different frequency, and the numerology of your home affects the history and the overall energy of the home. And it's 100% true. Okay. Let me tell you about my story. So my home, it has a very interesting history. Let me tell you, I bought it like 8 years ago, and it was a foreclosure. And it had a lot of history. This wasn't even the first time that this home foreclosed. It was the second time. It foreclosed back in the early 90s. So anyway, this house was built in 1950. And the first people that lived here, they were here for about 3 years, and then they sold the home. After that, I shit you not, this was a home for off-track betting. So the mafia owned this home afterwards. I can't even make this up. So the mafia owned this home. We're the second owners. And when I went downstairs, when I first bought the home and I was doing the walkthrough, I found this weird like telephone thing that like it looked like an operator would use, where in the olden days she would like plug something in and talk to somebody, and then she would plug it into another place and talk to somebody. I found one of those in my basement, and it's hanging to to this day. And I was like, why is this here? This is random. And then when I started doing research on it and talking to locals, they said that this home was owned by the mafia, because I'm pretty close. I mean, I'm not super close, but where the Bronx is, and I'm probably like an hour away from the Bronx and Yonkers and everything like that. So it was kind of like a safe house, right? I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. And then I can't even make this shit up. So after the mafia owned it, they sold it to what is now believed to be a religious cult. I can't make it up. I can't make it up. My neighbor, who has been living in this area for a while, he confirmed that, yes, this was owned by a religious cult when he was going to school, and he knew the person that lived here because he went to school with them, and that where I am recording this podcast right now was actually where they would do the church ceremonies. I was like, what? So after that family owned it, they then sold it to another family. This other family had a bit of a septic problem and unfortunately had to invest a lot of money into building a new septic for this home, which then caused them to foreclose. This was in the early 90s, okay? Then the people after that who bought it at foreclosure, she owned it for quite some time, and she got divorced, and then she had another boyfriend move in. And from what I hear from my neighbors, it was kind of a shit show. Like, there were like three families living here all at the same time. There was like seven chihuahuas downstairs in my basement where the mafia would do their off-track betting. It was wild, right? And then she ended up foreclosing, and then I bought it at foreclosure. And can you guess what the numerology of this house is? It's 5. So when you add up all the numbers to what my house is, it ends up being a 5. 5 is a very chaotic, very chaotic energy. It brings a lot of upheaval. It brings a lot of like passion, intensity. I like to say that 5 numerology is like the tower card in tarot. It's not an energy that is good. It's not an energy that you want to live in, put it that way. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say that it's not a good energy. Every energy is neither good or bad. It's how we perceive it. There's good and bad in everything, but it's not where you want to live. So how did I change this? How did I change the numerology of my house? All I did was I went to Home Depot and I grabbed one of those, you know, things that you put on your mailbox of the numbers. And I put the number in back of my front door. So it changed the frequency. And when I did it, I literally just said to my guides, to the house spirit, I said, now we're changing the vibration of this property. We're changing the vibration so that it equals a 7, which is much more of a harmonious experience. And since then, all is well in the world. So, yeah. See, this is what happens, guys. I just like to talk about these things, because I know that you guys will listen. So, yeah. Numerology of the home is also super important. So how do you get the numerology of your home? You grab all of the numbers off your address. So say you live at 13495 Main Street. You're going to do 1 + 3 + 4 + 9 + 5, which comes out to 22. And then you're going to do 2 + 2, which is a 4. So then you have the frequency or the numerology of 4, right? It's fascinating. It works. I would highly suggest if your shit ends up to be a 5 frequency, just changing that. It's okay. Like, it's okay. Your intention is so much more powerful than what you believe. And just change the frequency to what it is that you desire, like what sort of energy or vibe you desire for your house. So needless to say, I really truly believe from my own personal experience with numerology of homes, the shit is real. Because how bizarre is the history of my home? How bizarre. Oh, and now I talk to dead people here. So how weird is that? How crazy is that? So anyway, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I hope that this helps you. I hope that this conversation, you know, gives you what you need, that you are able to clear and properly protect your home and all of the above. I love you guys. Thank you for hanging out with me, and I will see you around the internet. And before I forget, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Erica W. Russo for intuitive exercises and more really great content for your spiritual journey. I love you guys, and I will see you around the internet.